Zachary Payne has a rap sheet that sounds like it belongs to someone who spent more than 18 years on this earth.
4 minor in possessions, 2 retail frauds, resisting arrest, assaulting a police officer, assault and battery, like 2 or 3 domestic violences.
Payne says there are a couple more charges he can't remember, but the internet does. iChat is the name of an online database that anyone with $10 can check. And they do, especially employers looking to vet potential hires. It's a common misconception that juvenile court records are sealed, but as Payne found out on a job interview, his record is public.
I've pretty much applied at most places and had interviews at most of them. I got to a third interview at Myers, but they shot me down because they did a iChat search.
The Michigan State Police administers the database. Officials there say the law is clear. If you got booked and the prosecutor pursued charges against you, your criminal history gets logged into the system. Frank Vandervoort says that's true. Vandervoort is a law professor at the University of Michigan. He's flipping through the state's criminal code to the section that talks about the iChat database.
Michigan compiled law 28.241A and 242A.
He says the law calls for criminal convictions to be listed in the database. But kids who've gone through the juvenile court system are, by definition, not criminals. Instead of criminal convictions, they have what are called juvenile adjudications. Vandervoort says anyone can go to the courthouse to pull a juvenile record. But he says putting the information online means more young people are getting locked out of employment, housing, and other opportunities that could help keep them on the straight and narrow.
For example, I had a kid in my office yesterday. He's 18 years old. When he was 16, he was caught stealing a candy bar. When he was 15, he got into a fist fight with another boy who was teasing him in gym class. And this kid now can't get a job working in a manufacturing facility.
Vandervoort says the whole point of having a separate system for juveniles is to help steer kids into making better choices, to give them a second chance in the hopes they don't become adult criminals. Sue Dobrich agrees.
We are harming their future by putting a scarlet letter on their chest.
Dobrich is a former prosecutor, now a probate judge in Cass County.
Historically, Michigan really felt that the purpose of a juvenile court was a treatment. And even as late as 1991, the Michigan Supreme Court talked about juvenile court being one of making sure that juveniles would be provided educational, social, and employment opportunities.
Dobrich and some other judges want the state legislature to clarify the law to keep juvenile records out of the iChat database. Unless and until that happens, some young people whose records prevent them from getting hired will look outside the regular job market for ways to make a living. Zachary Payne has been using the moped his parents bought for him to run a taxi service for his friends. He reaches into his jeans and pulls out a wad of bills. This is his income for the week.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55. About $75 just from giving people rides on my moped. So it's a little less than a minimum wage job.
Payne says he knows he's got other, more lucrative options.
I have sold drugs before, a long time ago. It's a lot easier than having a job. There's no taxes. You don't have to fill out an application. You don't have to go to all these interviews. You just have to buy it for cheap and sell it for high.
Payne says he plans to keep applying for legitimate jobs, but he says the system that was supposed to help him seems to have set him up for failure. I'm Sarah Hewlett, Michigan Radio News.